Known as Holy Week, the events of Palm Sunday through Easter Sunday makes up the most significant days in history. As you prepare to celebrate Easter, we invite you to journey alongside us through Holy Week to chronologically retrace Jesus' final steps and reflect on the moments leading to his death, burial, and resurrection.
We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. Romans 6:9. If you know my family, like really know our story, then you know it can be summed up in one word: death. For almost 30 years, at least one person in my immediate family was battling cancer. While those battles were incredibly well fought, thousands of people prayed for my brother, sister, and mother, and we expended every resource possible. They all eventually lost their fight to cancer. My brother passed away at the age of 19, my sister at the age of 5, and my mother at the age of 55. Death held dominion over my family and our story. Today's Easter Sunday, the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Here's the thing about the resurrection. It changes everything. In fact, Paul even goes as far as to say that our faith is worthless if Christ was not raised from the dead. If there was no resurrection, then we should live a life with the aim of doing whatever feels good, because there's no hope beyond the moment in which we are living now. Simply put, for Paul, the resurrection changed everything. It clearly changed everything for the disciples. After the death of Jesus, they were hiding. They were terrified for their lives, assuming that they might be next. They were biding time and hoping to ensure their safety from those who had just murdered their master. And then, seemingly overnight, they're on the streets preaching about what Jesus did and changing the world, not afraid of anyone or anything, standing firm on the name of Jesus to the point of death. What changed? Everything changed. Jesus defeated death and rose from the grave. I was incredibly angry at God for many years because he allowed my siblings and mother to die in spite of my family's faithfulness to him and the incredible amount of prayer that people offered for us. I couldn't understand it. Why would God allow that? That's a question I've wrestled with for most of my life. And while this was originally something that kept me far from God, the more I honestly wrestled with the question, the more I realized that God is good and sovereign and he loves my family. I began to see this because of the resurrection of Jesus. All three of my family members who passed had placed their faith in Christ, even my sister Kellyanne at the age of 5. And because of that, I know that death was just a doorway to eternal and abundant life with Jesus for them. The resurrection of Jesus changed everything for me and my family. In the same way that because Christ rose from the grave and death no longer has dominion over him, it no longer has dominion over our family. Because of Jesus, my family's story is no longer death, it is life. My hope is that you will come to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, to give your life to him as I have done, so that death may no longer rule over you and you can be set free from its chains, free to live as you were intended to, abounding in love for God and love for neighbor, abiding in Christ, making your home in him, not looking anywhere else for shelter, protection, life, meaning, or purpose. Praising Christ with everything that he has given you, because he is worthy. God has given him the name above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Because the resurrection can change everything for you.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.